When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Hoop du Jour with me, Peter Vesey, presented by the National Basketball Retired Players Association.
Welcome to Hoop du Jour, and Peter Vesey with George Gervin, and we've been shadowing each other for since 1972, I believe. Yeah. Right? That's when you showed up, Virginia Squires, you showed up?
Yeah.
And I snuck in and watched you play Julius Erving one-on-one in practice afterward.
Yeah. That was a good time for me.
But you know, I don't know if I ever told you this, but you know, you walked into the gym, you know, you were signed by the Squires. I'll get to that in a second, but I never heard of you. Mm-hmm. I'm down there, you know, I know how good Julius is. You know, he came out of college, played for my team in the Rucker tournament. I'm trying to convince the Daily News that, you know, how great Julius is. And they're like, yeah, okay, man. And mm-hmm. finally he catches on. Sports Illustrated caught on to him and blah, blah, blah. And now I go down and I see this guy, George Gervin. And I come back to New York. And I said, there's another one. And they said, get the hell out of here. We were NBA, you know, Daily News New York. They just cared about the Knicks. They didn't care about the ABA. So I said, there's another one. Tell me about what it was like to join the Squires, to join Julius. Had you heard about him before that?
Well, I mean, ABA, yeah. He was the ABA, you know, back
even then?
You go on the ABA and then, you know, I'm having the fortune enough to come play with a doc. You know, for me, it was everything, you know. I mean, and personally, because it was how he was, you know, as a person. You know, and ball player was secondary. You know, Doc was just a good person, you know, and
he says you were his rookie.
I was. Call me rookie right now. If he walk in here now, he'll say, what's up, Rook? I still smile and say, what's up? Out of respect.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's out of respect I had for the man and then what he contributed to my early professional career. You know, like you say, we play one-on-one all the time, you know, so. You know, once I joined the Squires, he kind of took me under his wing. I mean, he knew I could play too, you know.
And he learned that the first time you played against
him. Yeah, I could play. I mean, it wasn't no secret. You didn't know me.
No, he never heard of you before you showed up.
No,
because why? Tell me why. You came from.
I come from Eastern, man. You know, I come from a big city, Detroit, right. But I didn't get the props. You know, I didn't get the recognition. You know, I didn't get, wasn't nobody pushing me, saying, this kid down there that could play. You go to Detroit and you ask, somebody can join.
They knew.
Play.
They knew.
They'll look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so I knew I could play. So, you know, that was the biggest, I think that's what's important always to somebody. You know, you ain't worry about what nobody say. You come see me. You know, or you can play against me, and that's what he did.
Did you play against Dave Bing when you were in Detroit?
No, I'm too old. I mean, he was too old, you know, so he was younger. Okay. Dave coached me in my high school all-star game, you know, and I got MVP. This is what Dave said to me. He said, man, the way you playing, you might play against me one day.
Right away he saw it.
And I did, you know, I mean, and I was high school. So, you know. Guys knew I could play. I mean, you know too, Peter, just being in the business of the media and stuff. You know, sometimes guys, you know, just not seen or heard.
Correct.
You know, and I was one of them guys. So, but when I got to Virginia and then ran the Doc, I mean, Doc, like I said, Doc was beautiful. You know, and then I'm probably one of the only guys in the history of basketball shot for his contract. because how I came in. You know, yes. I came out of Continental League, and Johnny Red Kerr saw me play, called Earl Form and said, Earl, check this kid out.
Right. Earl Form they was the owner.
In. Earl was the owner.
Kerr was the GM.
Yep. Yep. And Bianchi was the coach. And they say, okay. And they flew me in, and they said, shoot around. I shot around. And he signed me, you know, and I became a Virginia squad. I came in that January, 73.
And why did you leave college?
I left college because I got in a fight in Evansville, Indiana, with a kid named Jake McCullough. And they said I couldn't play next year. No, they didn't say I couldn't. They said I might not could.
Might not could.
Yeah, that wasn't good enough for me. You might not could play. I said, well, that don't make sense. So, you know, you kind of put me on a, you know, I didn't want to deal with that. So I withdrew from school.
I see.
And then I joined the CBA. Played for a team called Pontiac Chaparrales in Pontiac, Michigan. Mm-hmm. Roy White was the owner. Mm-hmm. And he had me play for him. I made $500 a weekend. So, 70s, $500.
Nice.
Gave me a car, you know, so he wanted me to keep coming back, and I did, and that's how I really got my pro career started. And like I said, Johnny Red Kerr saw me.
And I don't think he's ever given the credit for discovering you, but he was the guy.
You know, man, you know how life is, man, and I'm thankful because, you know, older you get, the more you appreciate how, you know, my life fell into place.
Right.
You know, I was in the right place at the right time that knew the right guy, that knew a guy that was the right guy.
Sonny Vaccaro involved?
Me. Sonny Vaccaro was my agent.
He's
your agent. You know, so, you know, Sonny the one pulled the deal for me. You know, but, you know, once Earl saw me,
yes,
you know, Sonny was just the guy that, I can say just was the guy, because he meant a lot to me just to give me an opportunity, you know, to help work with me. I don't think Sonny.
You know, George. I swear to God, Sonny Vaccaro is from, you know, Nike's. You know, signed Jordan to the contract, sneaker contract guy. You know, known for all that stuff. I've known him a long, long time. I never knew he was an agent until I read recently that he was your agent.
Mm-hmm. He's a good man, man. That's my man, man. You know, I really appreciate him, man. You know, took the time out, and
he was getting paid now.
Well, I didn't pay him.
No, well,
I mean, team you know, did. Now, I mean, I was a part of his beginning, and he was a part of mine.
Right, right. From Pittsburgh. Yeah,
we still, Pittsburgh. You know, talk. You know, he one of them kind of guys for me. Every time I see him, I want to go and hug him.
Yeah, nice.
You know, right.
I'd rather hug Pam myself.
Yeah, well,
his wife, you know, but
it didn't bother me. I mean, because I'm confident in who I am.
So many things come out of my head here. It's like, I can't imagine you being in a fight. I don't think I've ever seen you in an NBA, ABA fight. Is that true?
I was young, you know. I remember Ron Boone hit me in Richmond Coliseum. You know, we were wrestling, tussling, and I ended up throwing him down. He jumped up, boom, hit me in the head. You know, so I fight. I play basketball.
Right, right.
I fight, you know. I mean, I ain't like I wouldn't fight.
Right.
You know, but I was so involved in the game.
Yeah.
You know, guy might wanted to fight me because they couldn't stop me.
Right. Many times.
Yeah, but, you know, a fight was never really a part of it. It was an unfortunate incident in Evansville. You know, at that time when I got into it with Jake Cola, hit him, knocked him out, you know, kind of taught me something about, I kind of lost myself. I ain't like that. You know, I mean, you kind of went blank, man. You know, a lot of things happen to people in their lives, man, when they react before they think. You know, so I really made that a part of my priority in my life to start thinking before I react.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, people locked up, people dead. You know, it's too late to say I'm sorry because you got to deal with the consequences. And, you know, I had to deal with the consequences after I lost my basketball scholarship.
Did you ever speak to him again?
Yeah, I talked to him. Yeah. Great story. I'm doing a documentary, and he's part of it. And I wanted him to be. I wanted him to be because it was an important time in my life, you know. And he worked for Puma. He became the president of Puma.
Oh, stop.
He became the president of Puma, man. I wish Jay was here, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
He became president of Puma. He was retiring a few years ago. They called me up because this is what Jay used to do. You know, my bobblehead. I never knew I was that much a part of his life. So he was president, so he's go out and give talks. And he's always putting my bobblehead on the dais and say, I brought my friend with me. He just can't talk. Now, this is what I found out. They called me up at his retirement in Boston. I said, Ice, man, this is what Jay's been doing for these years, man. I mean, and man, it would be such an honor, man, for you to come and be at his retirement. It's cool, you know. But I wanted to tell him I was sorry. I never saw him again after the fight. And we went no fight, knockout. And so I went. So he went through his little act and came out, put me up. Baba Hinn said, I brought my friend out, and he can't talk. And I walked up and said, oh, yes, I can. And stood up there at the dais and talked to him, man. And me and him talked, and his mouth was that wide open.
Did he know you were going to be there?
Nope. Surprise. So you can imagine, I mean, it's really for television how it played out. You know, then I said, you know, Jay, man, I never got to tell you this, man. Because, you know, he was a roughhouse guy. So, you know, his whole goal was to get me upset. And, you know, he was beating me and all that. And then I say, man, you know, you accomplished what you tried to do, man. You got me, you know, knocked out the game, man. And I said, man, I am so sorry. Wanted to apologize, man, that, you know, I hit you like I did, man. I had been this many years before I can tell you I'm sorry. You know, and, you know, it kind of brought, I can say tears, but then I can because it was an emotional time, you know, because I never saw him no more. He said he used to see me in the airports doing passing, you know, but never would come up to me.
And never blindsided you.
Yeah, well, you know, I had good parochial vision. Yeah. I would have saw him coming. Hey, JD, you know what I'm talking about.
Funny.
You know, but that's, you know, so that's kind of like, you know, how I started my career. That's how I got kicked out of school, right? And withdrew from school, and then I started my journey. You know, everything worked out. So it could have been my path to the game, you know. Am I sorry? In some ways I am, you know, because I don't like to lose myself. But then again, it set me out on the journey. The end of me right here talking to you.
Yes. I've been following you, again, like we said in the beginning, since 72. When you started playing Julius one-on-one, at what point did you realize that you could actually play with him?
Oh, the tune we played.
You know, you played. You knew right away.
Yeah. And then I knew his game once I played him.
Right.
He couldn't shoot.
Oh, we're in trouble.
We're
in trouble now.
Doc know it. I could shoot.
Oh, my God.
He couldn't. He drove all the time.
Yeah.
So I had to figure him out.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't shoot.
No, he's angry at me to this day, you know, a little bit. So Doc's angry at me a little bit for years now because when Jordan came into the league, I said to him, I said, Doc, he's you with a jump shot. Oh, man. He was like, he didn't talk to me for a week.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody can't take criticism when you're young. You know, I'm saying it now that we both are older.
Right.
You know, and that wasn't his specialty, shooting a jumper.
Right.
Now, he can get around you. Great athlete.
Right.
You know, and I'm a student of the game. Uh-huh. I can figure things out.
Right. Immediately.
You know, I mean, I said, oh, you want to keep going around me, huh? So he kept the ball
right
that first week. Second week, I kind of understood. So I started getting the ball more. I could shoot.
Right.
I could get it off. I could create. You know what I mean? So for me, it wasn't winning or losing. You know, people go, well, who won? He won the most. That wasn't the ticket, winning or losing.
Yeah.
He was helping me understand you belong. That's how I took it. He built up my self-esteem, built up my confidence to say, hey, you could play in this league. That's what I appreciate about him.
Right.
You know, I mean, I started with Doc, finished with Mike. You know, I mean, so right. For me.
All right, let's go there and then come back. Let's go to Mike. So Mike gets hurt early in the season, third game of the season. Are you traded from San Antonio to Chicago before that season, or were you traded during the season for Greenwood?
I got traded his second year.
Right, that was before this year started.
I got traded beginning of the year.
So you were there when he got hurt?
I was in training camp with him, got hurt.
Okay.
You know, and had to watch me.
Right. So he had to watch you for
35
games. And
I was older, though, too. You know, I mean, I'm 36. You know, so I always tell guys, you know, I'm 36, you know, I mean, so I was older. But I still had the Iceman of old in me. So sometimes that came out, too.
Yes.
And he had to watch it.
And?
He ain't never told me nothing.
Never said a word.
But I don't care because I understand.
Yeah.
How you not going to watch greatness? I was good. Hey, I ain't afraid to tell nobody how I could play. I mean, I, you know.
Right.
I could score. I could score with the best of them. I already know it. I mean.
Yeah.
I ain't, you know, people always say, man, who remind you of you? When I look in the mirror. Well, I mean, I do. I mean,
Ice, do you ever think about no hand checking in this day and age? How many points a game you
game changed? I mean, and then, you know, I mean, it's. I had my era to play with the hand checking and all that. The league felt that it should change, and, you know, and it did, you know. So I don't even really think about it, you know, I mean. You know, it's hard to say who's the best and who's that, you know what I mean? Because we can do it. That's an opinion. Every a-hole got an opinion.
Right.
So it can go on and on and on and on.
Right.
Doc was unbelievable, me and Meyer. But it was a few other good ones, too. Mm-hmm. You know, and Mike was unbelievable in his era, you know?
Well, let's go back to that season because it was your last season, as I recall.
Yeah.
It was your last season. So... You carried that team. He came back 38 games into the season or so. They wind up a lot of controversy on minutes played, you know, all that stuff. You heard about it in his documentary, some of it true, some of it not true. And they get into the playoffs. And again, he never said a word to you. You get into the first round against Boston. I think he got 63 in game one.
Yeah, I ain't play.
Did not play.
Well, I played a minute.
Okay. Game two, they lose, gets 40-something, whatever. Game three, again, no playing. You did not play in that last game. What were you thinking? Stan Alvarez, the coach,
I was disappointed I didn't play. I thought I could help, you know. But it's like most of us, you know. You come to that age and that stage in your life, man, that you got them challenges that you got to deal with mentally, you know. And how you going to deal with it that's going to make the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I can't put my own self in the game. You know, it's his choice. And I asked him.
What did he say?
I didn't really have a comment. So I know it had to come from upstairs. That's what I say.
Because
I love Stan. I want to put nothing in my mind to where.
Yes. Well, that's my point is that he and you, I mean, that's a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
That's an ABA relationship.
Yeah.
And now he didn't play you in basically in the final, you know.
It happened, you know. I ain't never try to figure it out. Because
right.
It wouldn't be fair.
Right. If his wife Phyllis were alive, I'd ask her. I'd call
if
her
he
right
was
now,
alive.
Ask her. I know. No, I know. But if she were alive, she would tell me.
Oh, yeah.
He might not.
But he'll tell me.
Okay.
You know.
But
and
never
that,
did.
No, because it wasn't that important. Mm. I knew I was on my way out. And then I saw him. And I knew he was on his way in. He... In practice, he was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
He played just as hard in practice as he did in the games. I couldn't help but to love it. You know, I mean, it could remind me of me. Well, I didn't play that hard in practice. I didn't have to. You know what I mean? But it was a different era coming.
Right.
I mean, and he was that guy that's going to carry that era. Potentially, he could have been anything. I didn't know he was going to be what he was. You know, but he had the drive to be it.
Even Rod Thorn, who drafted him, said he didn't know. He had no idea he was that good.
Man, he was.
Right.
That brother had a drive, man, that was like, wow. I remember we practiced and stuff, man. You know, Stan had his drill thrown up at the rim and stuff, and we go all go get it. Man, he'd be, I say, man, young fella. He said, oh, old man, go on, sit down. I say, okay, I think I will. I think I will go sit down.
Safer over there.
I didn't prove everything I needed to prove in that game to try to come with a young buck that was phenomenal.
Right.
He was scary, you know. It's a, you know, for me, it still was a game. I ain't try to win at all costs. You know, nothing I did. You know, I tried to do anything to win. You know, he had that kind of mentality.
Yeah.
You know, which could be become an addiction or a sickness.
In the Army, we'd call that the spirit of the bayonet fighter, to kill.
Man, that brother, man, I mean, he reminded me like Kobe.
Yeah.
You know, they had that kind of drive. That would separate them, I think. They had that kind of drive, man, the will to win. Winning for me was different maybe to him. You know, winning for me was giving the best effort I could and perform. Because, you know, anything happened in a game, you know.
Let's talk about a game. Let's talk about a game, an all-star game.
Oh!
Michael was a rookie. People
scary, are Pete. I already know what you're going to talk about.
All right, well, let's then go
scary.
Talk about it. Scary. Scary what?
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
I read Oakley's book. Oakley got it in his book.
Yeah.
About me, Isaiah, and Magic. Trying to come up with some concept to embarrass him.
Conspiracy to freeze him out or to make him look bad.
Man, I'm so sad, man, something like that came out, man. Because I wouldn't do nothing like that in the first place.
But you lit him up. You lit Michael up in that game, and that's why he didn't play that many minutes. He was in foul trouble. Well, I think he hit like 9 out of 10 shots, my memory. Is that right?
I was pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I was. Yeah. It was my last All-Star game. I got mad at, at Coach.
Who?
Pat Riley.
Right.
Pat, you know, me and Pat really didn't ever have that kind of, he always took me out.
Julius won the MVP of the last championship team. But what they don't know is, I'm almost positive, he didn't score in the second half. They were down 13 or so in the fourth quarter. To Denver, at New Jersey, at the Nets Coliseum, Nassau Coliseum. Super John took over the game. Off the top of my head, I think he scored like 16, 18, 24, 22 in the second half.
Big play.
He won the game. It was
big
all
play,
him.
Man.
And nobody even mentions him as a great player.
That's why they got me and you. You know, because there's so many guys, man. It's been forgotten. You look Billy Knight. Then I get 30, and you be saying, man, the guy get 30. I say, easy. That's how he got 30.
You got me. Like Alex Singler.
Another one, man, easy. You know, that I talk about all the time, man. Don't get the credit he deserves. You know, and I know it hurts.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because the guys flat out play, man. I mean, you know, they flat out play, man. They're just as good as anybody that played the game. In my eyes, because I played against them.
So you know.
I know for a fact, you know, I mean, so I know it hurts, you know.
Say Jabali. Go to Jabali.
Jabali was nuts.
Warren Jabali.
Played hard, crazy, didn't take no stuff, you know, and he was early on in my career.
Right.
You know, so I just knew of him.
Did he try to beat you up?
Yeah. But then I never let him know it hurt. You know, and he's always coming at me. I say, man, you're going to hurt me today. He say, but you don't be crying. From Detroit. Ain't let you see me sweat. You know, I mean, plus I could score. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but he was that kind of guy. We intimidate you.
I know. He threatened me a couple times.
Yeah, he didn't just threaten.
I listened to him.
Hey, you hear what I say?
I moved backwards.
He ain't just threatened.
No, I knew. I knew it was for real.
My brother, man.
He told me once, he said, you got 5 seconds to get out of the locker room. I was gone in three.
Yeah, he's a smart man. David Thompson.
All right.
You know, I mean, I tell you who shoot it. Billy Knight. No.
Billy Keller
shoot the lights out.
Pacers.
Don Boozy.
Right.
Good play. Louis Dampier.
Right.
You know, I mean, they keep talking about shooters and three-pointer. Y'all need to look up Louis Dampier's three-point record.
Right. Led the ABA in 3 points. Yeah.
Flat out. Man, just flat out shoot the
ball. But the difference being is that in those days, the ABA teams would maybe take, I don't know, 7 or 8 a game, you know, something like that. Now it's 7 or 8 in the first 3 minutes.
Yeah, you know, you be honest, it's sports and entertainment now.
Yeah.
With basketball we play.
Yeah.
I ain't taking nothing away from these guys. Sports and entertainment. We play basketball. Big difference. It's, you can't really compare it. You know, I mean, you'll try. You know, I mean, there's changes that happen in the game that just part of it, man. People always say, man, don't you wish you were playing this era? Oh, heck no. With all this media and look, eyes everywhere and stuff, man, and you're dealing with young people, man, that don't make good choices and you got a lot of money, so what? You know, I mean, can you imagine playing in that bubble? That's scary. You can go nowhere. I mean, come on, man. Do I want to live like that? No, I wouldn't want to live like that. I mean, I'm glad to be a part of the foundation to see where this game is today. Again, I'm a foundation guy.
Roots.
Right. Think about it. That's the only way it's going to grow. You know, I mean, only way this thing going to grow is if you had a good solid foundation to build off of it. Dave Stern, great leader. You know, helped take this game globally to another level. Adam, changed the game now again. You know, expanding it, you know, worldwide and doing things that ain't never been thought about happening.
Right.
Because they're young, I mean, and they, you know, they see that it can grow. I mean, we never knew gambling. We never thought gambling was going to be a part of basketball, man.
It is amazing.
I mean, come on, man. You go to jail and you gamble.
Yeah,
until, I bet you $100 you don't make that jumper.
Yeah, Stern wouldn't allow the NBA into Vegas because they wouldn't take the games off the board. No, I'm amazed by it. I truly am. I know for a fact, I'm not going to name names, but I know a fact, three owners that were betting on games in the ABA.
Hey, man. I ain't mad on them.
But, you know, now?
Hey, man, look, okay. The greatest owners of all time is the St. Louis owners.
Right, right.
They ain't never did nothing but say.
The Sumner brothers.
They did like this. Bring their money on in.
Yeah.
Never seen that they'll make $1 billion and stuff, man. Ain't no part of the league.
Right. Got that TV. Yeah.
So, I mean, hey, man, it just works out, man. I am so proud, man, to be an ABA alumni and an NBA 75th graders, 50th graders. I mean, and I leave it at that. You know, I mean, I am so proud, man, because I love the game. No, I was in love with the game. It's a big difference. Some guys love it. Some guys in love it. I was in love it because there wasn't nothing I could do to try to get better. That's when you're in love. You know, kind of like my wife, 45 years, I'm in love with her. You know, so 45 years, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you're in love with it, man. So, you know, to me, that just separates you from a lot of guys. You know, you look at guys that play today, you say, man, that guy love the game. He ain't in love with it. He ain't in love with that check, though. And it's big. But it's all a part of our backs. Me and JD's and guys, it's part of our back that this money has grown like it have, man. I'm thankful for that. I don't care how much you got. I ain't eating out no can. You know, it don't bother me how much money you got, man. If you say, man, you miss all this money. Man, I got what a lot of them don't got. Wisdom. That'll take me through the rest of my life. They got to get it. And money suppresses it. You know, the money make you a part of the world. I don't want to be a part of it. You know, I mean, I want to just take advantage of understanding what it could do to you. You know, I mean, and that's the sad part for us as veterans, man, to see a lot of our babies, man, get lost because they don't have that kind of wisdom. You know what I mean? So, would I want to be playing today? Oh, heck no. I am so joyful to the career that I had and where I am today. I'm still here to be able to talk about it. You know, Marvin Barnes, man. Come on, man. Who would like a Marvin Barnes average? Can average 25 and 20.
Yeah.
Don't nobody talk about him. Come on, man. That's greatness. And that's during a time when I can hold you and keep you from moving your forward progress, man. Come on, man. We had some great guys, man. Mel Daniels. You know, I mean, come on. I mean, it's sad that my brother's man is not being mentioned or, you know, having that opportunity, man, to celebrate the wonderful careers that they have, man. So if you don't do it, or we don't promote what a legend really is, you guys will get lost, man. You know, I can't expect the NBA to do it. They got another thing they got to sell. They got to sell these babies.
So that leads me to this question. A few questions. But number one is, like, the Major League Baseball has recently decided that the Black League's statistics now count.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why isn't the NBA counting ABA statistics? It's ridiculous.
I don't know.
Why wouldn't they have Julius's stats in there and Moses's stats and your stats? Like, it really bothers me. And
I understand. You know, I mean, because if you merge, I mean, that should happen.
Well, if Major League Baseball is smart enough to do what it did, and statistics now count.
You know, I look at it like this, man. You know, sometimes, man, things just get lost. You know, and the people in charge is the ones that make that choice to find them. And they ain't chose to find them yet. And what, man, you can do but talk about it like you're saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, we got smart people who... Adam Silver's a smart person. Why wouldn't he see...
I like Adam, man. I like Adam's vision. And I think he's the kind of guy that will one day make it a reality.
Right.
I really do.
Well, I do too, but I want it now.
Yeah, I know it. I mean,
it's long overdue. It's long overdue.
Yeah, I mean...
How many years?
I understand. You know, because we lost a lot of them that...
Yeah,
I mean, you know, I mean, it's only about 115 left.
Yes. The pension they're working on, I know that. I believe that's going to happen.
Yeah,
I think they're going to get it. But, you know, again, how many are still going to be alive by the time it happens? I think it's close, actually.
Yeah, I think it'll happen too, man. I mean, sometimes, man, some things that should happen don't. At least we can see it around the corner. Right. You know what I mean? Hopefully it happened in our lifetime. For me, you can celebrate. Because
right.
A lot of them guys need to be celebrated.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? $2,500, $3,000, $4,000 a month for some of our guys that's part of this foundation to change their life. Ain't asking for much. You know what I'm saying? Ain't asking for much at all, man. We talking about lives.
But it would make a big difference.
Oh, the change. Well, you think about it. David Stern did the pre-union guys.
Yes. Yes. Gave them medical, gave them everything. Yeah.
So it can happen.
Right.
Adam will do it.
Okay.
Adam will do it.
George, congratulations on top 75. Obviously, you know, you're going to make it, made top 50. I feel sorry for the people who did your documentary because we did a better job here today. and they're gonna be so pissed off at you.
But I think you'll like my documentary, man.
You know I'm going to like it. I'm gonna
and the reason why I said it
is... Why wasn't I interviewed for it?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you why. I ain't want you to.
Really?
I ain't want a lot of people to. You know what I got, Pete? I got my wife. got my daughters, I got my sons, you know, and I had them do it without scripts.
Of course.
Because they were nervous. People say, oh, Dad, what they gonna say? What they gonna ask me?
Just react.
I say, just be you.
Yeah. Be like your dad.
I mean, like, just be you. You know, after they got finished, they said, oh, I need a drink. My daughter wife came out and said, well, I need a drink. I said, why? I said, you used to that kind of stuff. I said, that's why I wanted y'all to be on.
Oh, nice.
You know, I mean, because it's about me and it's about my family. And then it ain't about basketball.
Oh, okay.
It's about my philanthropy work.
Oh, okay.
I got charter schools too.
Right.
I build retirement homes for low income. I got four. You know, I'm talking about low income. In San Antonio, I started charter school 25, youth center 25 years ago. In that period of time, we brought $300 million into the city for services, education, you know, child care. That's what we're really talking about. You know, I mean, I buy my ball. Forget ball.
Right.
Change lives.
Right.
You know, when I see a kid come and say, Mr. Durbin, I graduate from your academy.
Nice.
And I'm in, nice. I'm this, I'm that. I do this, I do that.
Oh, that's
come cool. On, man. Yeah,
that's what it's about.
That's what it's all about, no, man. Question. You know what I mean?
No question.
Forget basketball. I was good. I just didn't win no championship. I'm mad at it, but I tried hard, and everybody can't win one because only one team can win a year. And it ain't no ties. You know, so I appreciate the relationship, Peter. Over all these years, man, we've all been went through a lot to get here. You know, to still be able to smile and appreciate each other, man. And I truly appreciate you, man, and your fine work, man, over all these years, man.
Give me chills, man.
Hey, man. That's why they call me Ice.
And we're done. And we're done.
That's good. Thank you for listening to Hoop du Jour with me, Peter Vesey, presented by the National Basketball Retired Players Association. You can listen to all Hoop du Jour interviews by searching Legends Studios, wherever you get your podcasts.